Congress is lying to you about FISA. The U.S. House is expected to vote Friday on a two-year extension of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, commonly known as FISA. This transcript has been edited for length and reprinted with permission from Tucker Carlson. A few years ago, we learned conclusively that, in fact, the FBI and the federal intel agencies, the dozen or more federal intel agencies we have, for some reason, had been working secretly against Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Trump had whispered about this, then shouted about it, was roundly denounced as a conspiracy nut, a lunatic. But in the end, he was vindicated. It was true. These agencies spied on Trump, and they leaked some of what they learned to the media, which used it against Trump. Then these agencies concocted false stories about Trump. They tried to crush Trump completely in 2016 and then for the entire course of his presidency. Then they did the same thing in 2020 during the presidential election. And they're doing it still. They're trying to put him in prison for the rest of his life. So if we take three steps back, what you have here is what we're seeing now. For the third time in three consecutive cycles, secretive federal agencies are trying to rig our presidential election. This is what the Democrats refer to as democracy, and they're trying to defend it. But of course, it's the opposite of democracy. It's, in fact, the end of democracy in any semblance of a constitutional republic we ever had. If you have a secret police force threatening people, spying on them, and working secretly the levers of political power, then you don't have a democracy. You have no control over really anything as a voter. So, if there's one thing the Republican Party, the opposition party, should be doing in response to this, right now, it's fighting back against this descent into totalitarianism. They should be working to return freedom and democracy to the country. They should defend the Constitution. They should rein in these agencies, Washington's secret police. But you will not be surprised to learn they've been busy doing just the opposite. So if you're wondering why no one is going to prison for any of this, now that we know what actually happened, well, the reason is in part a law called FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, has been around a long time. Senator Teddy Kennedy first proposed it, by the way, back in the mid-1970s. And that law allows the federal government to spy without a warrant on foreigners outside the borders of the country. The idea is bad people are doing bad things against us. We need to know what they are, and we can't bother to go to a court to get a warrant every time we want to know, but it will never be used against American citizens. Well, of course, now we know it has been at scale. That law, FISA, has made it possible. So that law is now up for reauthorization in the House of Representatives. And amazingly, the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, has spent the last couple of weeks doing all he can to get that law reauthorized. In other words, to allow the federal agencies to continue to spy upon and punish people who disagree with them. In other words, Mike Johnson's own party. Republicans, Trump voters. Mike Johnson has been working to do that, and that effort failed because members of Congress heard from their constituents or came to their senses, saw the truth in a dream. Whatever happened, they stopped Mike Johnson from doing that for the moment. So that's a good thing. And you ought to be celebrating. And even if you didn't know it was happening, and a lot of people didn't because it got very little media coverage. But of course, this is a temporary victory. Like all bad things, like that chlamydia you got in a hot tub in Cabo in college, it will come back. This attempt to spy on you, an American citizen, without a warrant because you've been politically disobedient. Why will it come back? Because it's what they really care about. And so, before it does come back, it's worth just a very quick autopsy. What just happened? What do we just see so we can learn a couple of important lessons? The first lesson we're going to learn is that a lot of powerful people in the Congress are liars. They lie without shame, in fact, with pride. And they do so at the behest of or because of blackmail instituted by the intel agencies. And at the head of that list would be the chairman of the House Intel Committee, Mike Turner of Ohio. We're going to play a clip from Mike Turner of Ohio saying exactly the opposite of what is true here. Is Mike Turner reassuring you that face, it would never, under the face of law, the U.S. government would never be allowed to spy on you without a war, because that's unconstitutional? It never happened. It never will happen. And if you think otherwise, you're probably one of those UFO-believing nutjobs who want to stop doing ayahuasca. Here's House Intel Committee, pawn of the intel agencies, Mike Turner of Ohio. We are not surveilling foreigners in the United States. We're not surveilling Americans, United States. Those individuals who say that is a warrantless search of Americans' data are just not telling the truth. These are foreigners abroad. They're a select group of individuals who are a national security threat. If you're an American and you're corresponding with ISIS, yes. If we're spying on ISIS, your communications are going to be captured. And you would want us to do that. All Americans would want us to try to make certain that we keep ourselves safe from these terrorist, outside terrorist groups, organizations. We are not spying on Americans. This is not a warrantless surveillance program. This is foreigners who are abroad only. Every word of that a lie. And we don't need to guess. And I hate to use that pronoun, but I specifically don't need to guess, because that actually happened to me. They broke into my text messages, read them, passed them to news organizations in order to discredit me, and then admitted that they did that. They spied on me, and they did it under FISA because I was daring to text with a foreigner outside our borders. So Mike Turner knows that, he's the chairman of the Intel Committee. He knows he's lying, but he's doing it anyway because it's that important to preserve that core power. If you have the power to spy on someone and then to leak the information that you gather or manipulated and then leak it in order to control that person, that's a major power. In fact, that's a bigger power than any voter in this country has. And so he's acting on their behalf when he lies to you. And so it shouldn't surprise you that they want to keep that power. They want to keep it so badly that over the last week, U.S. government officials did something that may not have precedent in Washington. They lobbied members of Congress directly. They, in the words they used in Washington, they whipped the bill. Officials from the Department of Justice called, among others, Chip Roy of Texas to demand that he vote for FISA reauthorization. Imagine that, DOJ, Department of Justice, the federal law enforcement agency, called Chip Roy and said, "You got to do this." Think about that. Is there any group in this country more powerful than the Department of Justice? They can put you in jail, and they've shown a willingness to do that. They could put kiddie porn on your computer. They've probably done that too. And everybody who serves in Congress knows that, and everybody's afraid of them, along with the CIA and NSA and a bunch of three other agencies. Members of Congress are afraid of them because they know the consequences of disobedience. And so for them to call directly a member of Congress would be like the FBI coming to your house on election day and demanding that you vote for their designated candidate. And then having access to the record of who you actually voted for, as they do in the Congress. Can you imagine? You'd be highly motivated to vote for their candidate, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. So they're willing to do anything to get this enshrined in law, because it gives them legal cover to subvert democracy, which is their program, of course. https://www.youtube.com/watch?vrxlc1emzsk_channel_tuckercarlson. Read the full transcript at tuckercarlson.com. Reprinted by permission from the Daily Signal, a publication of the Heritage Foundation.